She peered through squinted eyes at the wispy clouds. Megan could almost touch them as the swing lifted her higher and higher. Her saltwater sandals pointed toward the sky as she leaned back in the familiar rubber seat. The chains creaked and groaned with each push. The sounds reminded her of home and safety. But Megan was not home, and she was not safe. Megan slipped back into consciousness, back into the nightmare. Her neck was bent backward over the edge of the bed. The swing of her youth had been a dream, an oasis in the desert of her desperation. She tried to inhale. Her nostrils found no air, only the black plastic bag that had been wrapped around her head. "Can't breathe." She stiffened and tried to move as panic set her heart racing once more. "Oh, God, will it be over soon? Please make it be over." Many women experience depressive feelings after having a baby. The blue mood usually starts around the third day after delivery and typically lasts from 48 hours to a week. These feelings, which may be related to hormonal changes and dramatic shifts in lifestyle, are quite normal and do not constitute a clinical depression. For some women, however, the depressive feelings do not go away, or the feelings start at a later time and slowly begin to consume the individual. Trent shrugged and took another drink. Liquid courage to say what's really on his mind? Yeah, I know that one. "I'm looking for a wife, not a one-night stand. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt." He drank some more. "I want kids. Nice girls want a house and a steady income. I want a nice girl. Besides, I'm under the impression romance is high on the priority list for women. Am I wrong?"
I quickly shook my head. No, you're right. I just never thought about it.
Trent looked at me and didn't say anything. I couldn't help myself. Curiosity killed the cat.
"What?"
He shook his head and took another drink. At this rate, we'd be ordering refills soon. Some of us try to hide certain numbers, like those of our ages, weight, or bank accounts. These numbers are personal and vary according to each individual. But there are other numbers we all hold in common. We each have 1,440 minutes in a day. In a year, we have 525,600. And if we live to the age of 77, the average lifespan, we'll have had over 40 million minutes to spend. How we spend or waste a minute seems insignificant until we realize that, unlike money, once we've spent our minutes, we can't earn more.